Another issue that we found is that oncologists are not all that, not every one of them is super impressed by the value of being able to avoid steroids. We know that steroids do cause problems, insomnia, et cetera, et cetera. And some of them, not the majority, but some of them kind of say, well, you know, it's not that big a deal, et cetera. But I've actually wondered whether maybe some of the fatigue that people might experience might be from having a couple of nights of insomnia every time they get the steroids. What are your thoughts about the problems that people see with steroids?
Well, I think, first of all, sometimes when we're delivering care, we tend to minimize the side effects that patients may experience. And unless we've either been through that or we hear it over and over and over again, get sensitized in a different way than basically just saying, well, you know, everyone has it. When women have either been through treatment or have completed treatment, a large part of what they do talk about is that tiredness, and it is sleep problems. And we tend to at first think that it's much more related to the fact that they're having hot flashes, because there is that correlation between the two, but it may also be related to the steroids as well. So we need to ask those questions. I think you're asking really important clinical questions that are going to have a big impact on people's quality of life, but I don't know if we necessarily have drawn that correlation of the sleep problems with the steroids. It's clearly related, but I don't necessarily think that either the clinicians or patients necessarily associate it with the steroids itself.
There's a lot of bad things that can happen with chemotherapy, hair loss, nausea, vomiting, et cetera. But, you know, I think back to my days as an intern. I didn't like staying up all night. It just, you know, you feel bad. You feel sick. And it's really a different kind of fatigue when you really, truly can't sleep. So I think you add that into the stress of having breast cancer and getting chemo. It's like, who needs it?
And then on top of that, too, what also gets added in, you know, at night is oftentimes the time when women talk or think about the larger perspective in their lives, about, you know, what is this impact going to be on my family, on my children? It's not necessarily something that they talk about readily, nor do families necessarily want to hear about it. And so that's why we see this growth in terms of electronic access, internet access, support groups, blogs, etc., where in one instance, some women like to have the anonymity and just kind of pour their heart out because they get it out there, and that might help them as well. But I think that also adds to the sleep problems at night. We haven't necessarily examined that, you know, some of the multifactorial issues around sleep problems in patients who have received adjuvant therapy.
Now, I hear a lot of docs making kind of jokes about it. Like, my patients tell me they have all this energy in the middle of the night and they clean their house and stuff like that. You know, that it's almost like that hyperactivity is almost like a good thing. I don't think it is a good thing.
I don't either, because what they don't hear is the crash on the other side
exactly.
of that hyperactivity
right.
and how exhausted people get as well. I think, too, we didn't talk about weight gain issues, but
right.
again, that plays into it as well. And so,
yeah, that weight gain is so frustrating. You know, because it seems to happen consistently.
Very, very much so. And one is eating more to help reduce the nausea, and at the same time then having to deal with the body image and the weight gain changes. I took a look at some of our initial data for the women that are the young women, and their mean weight was 149 pounds with an average weight gain of about 25
wow.
pounds.
Hmm.
And these were younger women that were concerned about fertility. That's just not going to help it that much either.
Hmm.
We put the question in terms of our demographics, and I was like amazed
wow.
at the amount of weight gain that women went through.
A lot of people say that they're eating the same amount. And I mean, I'm not sure that that might not be the case. Maybe their metabolism has changed. You know, their activity levels may be less. So it must be tremendously frustrating.
It is, and those are the day-to-day kinds of things that, you know, they deal with, patients deal with. It's not necessarily, you know, something that gets asked in an encounter, but it is a quality of life concern that they have to live with on a day-to-day basis.